what led to Pulp's significantly darker next album, which was sort of their come down from the fame, their escape from, you know, the madness of the late 90s is what led to This Is Hardcore. So, you know, the Brits have had genuine impact. Apart from that, though, there was a lot of other stuff going on at the 1996 Brits, because it was kind of looking back and celebrating the year 1995, which had been the year of the Battle of Britpop. So a lot of Blur versus Oasis played out. Oasis swept the Brits that year, once again reflecting where British music was at the time. And, you know, there's that famous moment that a lot of you may have seen, which I can't, for reasons of swearing, repeat on live radio, but you would have seen this performance where Oasis, Noel and Liam Gallagher go up on stage and they do this little sing-along of Blur's song Park Life, but they change the word Park Life to something a little bit ruder. And that all happened at the 1996 Brits. It was a shambolic affair, as they tended to be in the 90s. But apart from that, it's also been known for some big kind of political moments as well. So just the next year, in 1997, the Spice Girls had had a big kind of moment, big album and all of that, and they performed at the ceremony. And this was the famous moment when Jerry Halliwell, the ginger spice of the group, wore that Union Jack dress of hers. And that, I think, to me, kind of was the moment when people knew that the Britpop aesthetic had run its course and was getting quite saturated, and it was the beginning of the end. It was when kind of Britpop ended and Cool Britannia began, and within, I don't know, a few months, the party was over, folks. All the Britpop kind of musicians, or everyone associated with it, didn't want to be associated with it anymore, and there was a lot of, you know, pushing back on the whole thing. It kind of devolved into something that was never really meant to be. It was suddenly not about the music anymore. And that's how the scene kind of fell apart. And I think that moment when Spice Girls, you know, took those icons that can be quite divisive to play with sometimes, to the big stage, that was the beginning of the end of Britpop. But since we're talking about the 90s, let's also just have one little stop at 1998, which is where Chumbawamba went up on stage. And this was during a time when there were a lot of strikes going on. You know, the dock workers in Liverpool were in the middle of a strike, and a lot of musicians had been quite sympathetic to those causes. And to maybe show the government to be, you know, kind of cool and hip and in touch with the kids, the Deputy Prime Minister at the time, John Prescott, showed up and was in attendance at the Brit Awards. And Chumbawamba, who, you know, had their huge album Tup Thumping just the year prior, they were up on stage for an award, and they were not having, you know, John Prescott just sitting there looking all cool. And so they protested it by going over and dumping an ice-cold bucket of water on his head. Now, these were also the years when the Brits were pre-recorded, so they would happen the night before and be broadcast the next evening. So there isn't really footage publicly available of that moment, but it was obviously all over every newspaper in image form the next morning. And I don't know, like, that also was a big political moment. You can't really say it was the beginning of the end of, like, Tony Blair's career or anything, but it was a significant moment, kind of, that showed you the change between how optimistic, especially all of these Britpop musicians, had been the year before. Like, on stage in 1996, when Oasis came to collect their Album of the Year award, they had gone and they were talking about how, you know, everyone should vote for Tony Blair because he was one of the people, in Noel Gallagher's words, bringing hope to the country. And then it was all gone by 98. So I do think the Brits have reflected kind of where the mood of Britain has been in over the years. And it's just interesting to look at things through these cultural touch points. But I will chat about the Brits now and play you some modern British music. So I'm going to play us some music from Masterpiece. He's just had a brand new EP out called Stupid Kids. And, you know, he's been on the show before. You know, we've interviewed him a couple of years ago. I'm going to play us a song of his called My Guitar, which is a new song that he's put out. Electro Clash, kind of escapist. It's a bit of a banger. And, you know, we saw him play this when he played last fall in Toronto. It's kind of an ode to music, to live music, and, like, romanticizing that journey of being an artist. There are also other pretty standout tracks on the EP. There's No More Underground is, I think, one of the best songs that he has on it. It's been out for a little while, and it's an amped up track that could easily have been a misty-eyed, you know, kind of nostalgic collaboration with Gorillaz. And I'll talk about their album next week, you know, give me some time. It only came out on Friday, I need to listen to it properly. But this song, it's got this kind of fuzzy chorus. On the outro, it's a little bit cheesy, but you get his point. You know, he's putting it across to you very strongly, where he goes, they're cutting down the Amazon to make more room for Amazon. So yeah, slightly kind of wistful, but still a really catchy song. The catchiness continues. He's got his collaboration with Declan McKenna, a song called Uncensored, F It Up. And it's a great indie rock tune. You know, there's a sense of being a misfit and, you know, these eponymous stupid kids kind of being out there in this us against the world kind of sense. It's a little bit darker, though, I will say, but it's got these, like, big war sing-along choruses, synths that remind me a little bit of modern-day Metric. But as a whole, it's a bit of a wistful EP. You know, the first album was a much happier affair. This one, in parts, it's a thematic progression, it's darker in places. There's still like a fight, a pushback, a will to live life. But in some parts, the EP just seems to be carrying a bit of a slight chip on his shoulder. So, I don't know, if you asked me to recommend his music to someone who's never heard him before, I will still send them back to the debut album because I think it was a lot better. But it's an EP that you should go listen to. It's called Stupid Kids. You can find him on his website, Master, P-E-A-C-E, peaceofficial.com. We're also going to play you some music from Cardinals. Their debut album, Masquerade, just came out. I'm going to play us a song called Anhedonia. You can find them at cardinals.bandcamp.com. It's a cool mix of like a traditional accordion-based Irish folk music, but it's also kind of amped up and electronic and heavy, noisy stuff. It's quite political in parts. There's cynicism, there's an undercurrent of violence, of discontent. It's a beautiful album, quite different across both halves of the album, so you should go listen to that. And then lastly for this set, I'm going to play us some music from Iniola, who has a brand new song called Resist, London R&B and jazz musician. But let's get started off with Masterpiece. This is Stupid Kids, CFRC Radio.
Like that. opened up his mouth with my gun. Split the scene, I know what's done is done.
Trying to find a quicker way to my peace. While you standing in my way, you don't even need me. But if you hold out your hand, then I'll take your hand. Read this body language, you can understand that clearly it ain't even deep. You stuck in a dream, stuck in a fantasy you can't believe. You're trying to find a quicker way to this peace. Trying to make the most of this company. You think you sit with it. I'm so done with your shit, and you're never gonna get into it. But I still wonder why.
Iniola with her song Resist. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We've been talking a lot about new music. We had some music on the last set as well from Cardinals and Masterpiece. Just very different, all those songs. And that's the way I like this show to be. 1 minute we're talking about the Brit Awards. Next minute we're bringing you the best new British music out there. But I'm gonna move off of British music. I mean, there's so much I could talk about the Brits. There's, you know, there's the famous Arctic Monkeys mic drop moment where Alex Turner was kind of talking about, you know, rock music and how it kind of comes and goes in stages. Needed his famous mic drop and was just like, invoice me for the mic, and, you know, walked off stage. There's so many things we could talk about with the Brits, but I want to turn our attention in these last 15 minutes to some really cool Canadian music that's been happening right now. I'm trying to bring us a little bit more stuff from across the country, because we've hit a bit of a moment. We're having some really good bands coming out at the moment. And I saw one of them last night. So I was at a show last night, Saturday. Saw a band called Barbecue Pope. Pope, as in... it's a funny concept to me. Anyway, they were kind of a Weezer pop punkish thing. You know, their bassist was in kind of thick-rimmed glasses. But there was also a more shoegaze side to them. He was also wearing a slow dive shirt. And there's a touch of indie to it. But generally, it was just really good songwriting. Their energy was insane, even though they were playing like a Saturday night as an indie band in a not very crowded room. But their energy, they were just bouncing across stage. It felt like, you know, everything was coming from them and they drew you in. And at the base of it, they were just a trio who can really play some good rock and roll music. And they just released an album, their second album called Unfurl, which you can find on Bandcamp at bbqpope.bandcamp.com. And I'm going to play us a song from it called Stuck in My Ways. And then there's one band that you should all really be paying attention to. They're from Montreal. They're called Truck Violence. And half the band is sort of from Alberta originally. And that kind of shows up in their music, in the themes of it all. And they released an album in 2024 called Violence Debut Album. And they were in town recently. So they played a show in Toronto last week on Friday, and it was just one of the most intense things I've seen. Of course, we had to talk to them, so, you know, we had a really interesting interview that I'm hoping to bring for you in full next week. But if not, there will be clips of it, and I can only urge you to go find the full version when I post that and just look for the whole thing, because it was an incredible discussion just about like art, poetry, heavy music, authenticity in music. It was one of my favorite interviews ever. And folks, I don't gas you guys. You know, I've done some decent interviews in my time, and that was definitely one of my favorite ones. It's up there. So I really urge you guys to look out for it. I'm very excited about it. I hope to bring that to you next week. But also, they were very kind to let us record part of their set, so we'll be able to bring you a live session with them. Also next week with a few of their songs. I am so excited for it, so please look out for that. But I'm going to play you one song just as a sort of just to whet your appetite for it. So they're called Truck Violence. You can find them at truckviolence.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play us a song called Guns Buried in the Yard, and then some other music from really cool Canadian artists. Rexford Drive from Hamilton have a song called Take a Bow that I'm going to be playing us. Go find them. And Amelia Maxwell to finish off the show with a song called Tough Love. Here's Truck Violence with Guns Buried in the Yard. Thanks so much for joining me this week. Goodbye.
I like it here right now. I like it here right now. I like it here right now. Love from the blinds, and I'm having your face to the kitchen's corner and the pose of your blade. I like it here right now. I like it here right now. Love from the blinds, and face to the kitchen's corner and the pose of your blade. I like it here right now. I like it here right now. for the money. Sit down the bottle and show me something. I'm looking out through the window, I'm coming. And it was never the money. Sit down the bottle and show me something. I'm looking out through the window, I'm coming. And it was never the money. Sit down the bottle and show me something. I'm looking out through the window, I'm coming, I'm coming.
We'll be right back. off our tough love, baby. I think we need it easy now. Let's hand over the hang-ups, baby. You're coming home for New Year's. No more waiting for the tick-tock.
Save the talk. And afterwards, when the thrill of it all comes crashing down, the silence never killed no one, so the 100 proof has clearly won. And I can't believe that you drove all this way, so I guess you'll have to stay. Boyfriend, but if he means that much to you, I'll take the higher ground. I'll call you up when you're feeling down. I'll pick you up and I'll show you around. Feels so good, but you look just like a clown. But if you like what you see, feel free to stick around. So long, things that I've done. Mistakes don't last for long. Well, that's a hell of a workaround. You better take a bow, son. Oh, carry me away.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. It's now 11:30. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Single Thread Theatre, running PXR 2026 this February, an exciting conference where live art meets extended reality. Get your tickets now, learn more via Single Thread Theatre on Instagram. I'm Dinah Jansen. Each week, this program features smoking hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series alongside occasional interviews. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In today's program, we're chatting with Nathan Graham of local heavy metal band Exogen about their new, recently released three-track EP, I Am Rot. It's the band's sophomore release following up from their January 2025 EP, Game of Puppets. Following our conversation, we'll listen to all three tracks on the new EP. Put in your mouth guards, folks. This one's going to be one heck of a fun, heavy ride. All right, everybody. We are here in the space with Nathan Graham of Exogen. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Really excited to be on.
I'm so excited to chat with you about your new EP. But yeah, let's learn a little bit about Exogen and your band and how you all got together.
Yeah, so Exogen, I guess we started probably around 2022. I mean, we started even earlier, some of the members. So ages ago, Long McQuaid's did these summer camps where it was like 2 weeks and you would join different people and play music and put on concerts. And eventually they adapted that into a whole summer program where, you know, you would be matched in a band and you would practice throughout the summer, and then you played at Voodoo Rock Fest, which was really, really cool and a great experience. And there we had kind of formed our first little thing. So the first one was actually, we were a Metallica cover band, and that was me, Joel. We had our bassist was named Gabriel, and we had a really young drummer, and that was cool. And that was a great experience. And then from there, we pushed it, and we wanted to start doing a little bit more original stuff. So we got a new drummer, which was Ben Schneider, who we have now, and it stayed Gabriel as our bassist for a while. And we had written kind of like one song, but we still really focused on covers. And then COVID happened and, you know, everything kind of got lost. But eventually we're like, we want to get this back together and stuff. And our bassist, Gabriel, he just wasn't really like into the rock music as much. So he took a leave, but still great guy. And then at one point I was at SLC and I saw this guy sitting out front of SLC just playing bass, just jamming, like just outside. And I was like, okay. So I walked up to him and I was like, you play in any bands? Whatever, we chatted it up. And basically I told him, come like have a practice with our band. We'll see if we get along. And that's that. So yeah, we had him over at a practice and we jammed on some random stuff, some like Rage Against the Machine. And that's how Isaac became our bass player. And yeah, so from there we played for a little while, and then our very first show was at the Mansion with the Astros, which is a crazy matchup. And it was really nice of them to do that because we had no audience, of course. So we kind of took some of the Astros audience, and people seemed to like it. You know, most of the stuff we started with was covers, and we were a lot softer. Like, we were playing Weezer and, like, Pearl Jam and stuff as covers, which was a lot of fun. But, you know, from then, we've really adapted our sound to be our own thing and really trying to write originals. But we like doing a lot of covers, too, because it, you know, teaches us a lot.
So there's a real heavy metal sound. This is like really hard, heavy speed metal kind of stuff that we're listening to here. What attracts you to heavy metal? I've always been a headbanger since my teenage years, way back in the day too. There's something raw about it that I just love, and being able to, you know, thrash hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is it for you that really attracts you to heavy metal, not only to listen to it, but of course to compose and write for it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first like metal stuff I really listened to was like Metallica. Like, I heard some stuff on K-Rock through my dad's listening. And eventually, I remember in high school, I heard a little bit of Slipknot, and at first I was like, oh, that's crazy, that's too much. But like, I kept listening to it, and like I kept getting into it, and eventually, on one of my birthdays, I asked for tickets to go see them for my mom, and I went to see them, and from there,
Oh, you have
that
the
kind of
best
really,
mom.
yeah, that really sparked it. And it's for me, it's really like part of it is I really love like the technicality of playing these metal riffs on guitar. It really like it's probably the most fun I have playing guitar, and it's like for me, writing metal riffs is like just really, really fun. So I get excited to do it, and it's really pushed us to like write a lot of like weird and cool riffs. I like you said, it's raw, it's very passionate, and I feel like a lot of metal songs really are speaking their minds, like about, societal issues, what's happening, like different things like that. And I just love that kind of use of the platform to express yourself. And yeah, I mean, metal is just really cool. And I like indie music too. Like I really switch between the both, which is kind of funny, but metal has always been like my first thing, and I really enjoy it, and yeah.
So you must feel like once you get that track laid down and all of these riffs, do you feel almost godlike, like Dave Mustaine or Randy Rhoads or something like that?
It does feel pretty cool. Like when everything comes together, like I'm really lucky to have these bandmates because they're all really, really good musicians, and they're all really great guys. So writing music just comes pretty fast for us. Like, we have an idea, and no one's ever like, no, that won't work. It's always like, how can we like make this better? How can we push it forward? And it makes for very cool songs. And just last night we had band practice, and we're really focusing. We want to write more, so we're writing a new one, and it feels really cool. And we just have like a voice recording on my phone of like what it is, so we remember. But like I'll listen back to that, I'm like, I'm excited to see where this goes. Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. All right. So you have a new EP that just dropped within the last couple of weeks. It's called I Am Rot, 3-track EP. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so I mean, we've been doing the EP format. Of course, we did Game of Puppets in the past. This one's I Am Rot. I mean, we're still in that phase where we're discovering our sound, writing songs, and of course, we don't have a huge budget for recording, but we also like to make sure we're producing like strongly. So we've been going to Terry Ben at Switzerville Sound Retreat, and he does just a phenomenal job. Especially, I always love how big the drums sound. But I Am Rot is kind of a collection of songs that Disdain, the first one on the track, is the very first song we wrote before we were even Exogen, back when we had Gabriel as a bassist. And it's like you can tell in our sound, it's a lot more, it's almost like butt rock, like dad rock, like it's not super heavy. But we also thought, like, for the longest time, we're like, oh, we won't record it, it's not really us, but it is kind of us. Like, I really love that, like, opening riff in it. And I like doing a little bit of the softer stuff. Like it's a lot of fun, and I felt like it might be easier for some people who don't like the really heavy metal. At least they have something like this that's a bit softer and listenable, which is similar to Fleeting Moments on our first EP. That again, it's more of a like butt rock, dad rock thing that's a bit softer that, the average person can enjoy. So I think we'll probably stick with that, like not doing mostly that, but having the odd song that's just a little bit more palatable. Just like, I mean, it's fun for us to write too, and hopefully some people enjoy that. And then we get to The Wanderer, which is one for the longest time we've had for like probably two years now, which is crazy. I was always like, I'm gonna add lyrics to it. I swear, guys, I'm gonna add vocals. I'll do it. Like, but whatever I tried, it just always felt off. And we had played it instrumentally like many times. Like we opened shows with it a lot. And at some point, like after talking to some people and like talking amongst ourselves, we kind of decided, you know what? Let's go for it. Let's make it an instrumental. Like, not many people are huge into instrumentals, but this is our music, this is what we enjoy, and we're like, we're gonna go for it. Like, who cares like what people think? Like, we're happy to, we love this song. Like, the speed of it is crazy. I think it's at like 200 BPM we recorded, which is silly. Like, we joked about it, like, what if we did it at 200 BPM? I'm like, no way. And then we ended up doing it, and but it's a lot of fun.
You got to be careful. You're going to take somebody's head off with that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But so we kept it instrumental. And then finally, the Immortal Rests Not was our most recently written song. And it's by far our heaviest song. I don't have that much experience with like heavier vocals. So it was definitely something I was curious about how recording was going to sound and how it had come out. But honestly, Terry did an amazing job, and I'm really happy about how the vocals sound. And it's very in your face, like hardcore, which is cool. I mean, I never thought we'd end up making something like that. And it's not going to be exactly what we do all the time, but we probably plan to have at least a couple songs like this in every EP or album we put out. And that one, funny enough, it's a weird story, but for a long time, I just always had these nightmares of immortality, which is crazy. But like, I would wake up and like, because I just had this dream where like, I thought I was like cursed to live forever. And like, it never actually played out that forever, but it was just that immediate thought in my head that I never get to rest, you know, like I'm stuck forever in that, like. And I had that reoccurring nightmare for a long time, which was like weird, but like scary. Like, it, like no other nightmares, like, you know, an intruder breaking in, that's whatever. It's this immortality thing was weird. So I decided that's what I wanted to write about. So that's why it's called The Immortal Rest Not. So it's just kind of playing like myself, or, you know, this guy who is cursed with immortality and has to live out forever, seeing everything grow and then fade and, you know, stuff. So it's crazy, but it's very like metal sounding, and I'm pretty happy with how it all came out.
Well, congratulations to you, buddy. Fantastic new EP, and folks, you can stream it pretty much everywhere. But hey, man, where are you going to be playing in the next few weeks?
Yeah, so we're not playing too much right now. I mean, if anyone has any shows they'd like us to join, we're happy to join. Because, I mean, we were away for a little while. I was in Toronto for school, but I'm back now, and which is really nice. We'll most likely be playing Homegrown when that comes around. And until then, we probably have something in May. But that's probably all we've got for now. We're probably looking to do something at the Toucan, which would be cool. I think like a metal night at Toucan would be a lot of fun. So we'll probably reach out to them soon and figure that out. I mean, also, we kind of need money to record what we'll be working on next. But that'll come in time. But yeah, so nothing concrete for now. But definitely you'll find us at Homegrown. If we get into Spring Reverb, that would be pretty cool too. So
amazing. I hope so. Well, so with that then, how can people stay up to date with upcoming shows that you might have around town, or possible mini tour regionally, and any new releases you have coming down the line?
Yeah, so I mean, we are most active on Instagram. Everything from Instagram also gets reshared on Facebook. So if you're looking for our Instagram, it's pretty simple. It's just Exogen_music. Exogen is spelled Exogen_music. And then for Facebook, you can just find us under Exogen. You'll see the skull logo and stuff. So that's like the most easy place to find us. Most of our shows always get listed on Kingston Live. So definitely use that as a resource as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Nathan, for joining us, talking about Exogen's new EP, I Am Rot, and telling us so much about all of the amazing tracks on it. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Release Radar Rundown.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. It's a pleasure, and I'm glad people get to hear about the songs.
And welcome back, everyone. You just heard Exogen with Disdain and The Wanderer from the new 3-track EP released February 13th called I Am Rot. Be sure to give them a follow at Exogen_music on Instagram to keep up with the latest news from this incredible local act. Before signing off, today's intro and outro bed track is an older single from Exogen from their 2025 EP Game of Puppets called Fleeting Moments. And just a reminder before we sign off that local musicians who want their work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to give CFRC a follow at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. For now, we're going to end our show with the last song from Exogen's new EP called Immortal Rests Not. Hope you're loving the Full Throttle metalcore as much as I am. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Single Thread Theater. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next week.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m.,